It's okay. I cracked too. So, yeah. You know, it doesn't have to be like, you just have to pretend it's not even good. Because if you sit here and think about it, you're going to be like, you know, awkward. So, you know, we just sit here and talk.
Okay.
Men are intimidated and, you know, we're sexy ass bitches and...
We deserve the world.
Yeah, and there's just double standards in life, you know?
I just don't feel like we have to settle.
I don't either, and that's the problem, because I think you do. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You do. Otherwise, you have to find a happy medium or a unicorn or something that is very unlikely to happen to you. It's extraordinary, which means it's not impossible, but the chances are very slim. So, like, you know, what do? Continue your life searching for love until you're, like, you know,
yeah,
old and you can't appreciate it, or settle and be happy for a little bit and then, you know, establish a life and then try again type shit. Because, you know.
That sounds like a stepping stone to something better that you shouldn't have to do.
To get to where you need to
be. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I guess it just depends on how, like, you are in relationships. Because if they're all sour, then you have to change something to have a different outcome. Otherwise, you're always going to be, like, you know, in the same situation.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, doing the same thing.
Right.
Expecting something different. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't fucking know.
I don't either.
But it's depressing.
It really is.
Extremely depressing. Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do you do?
I don't know. I'm like, we work hard for everything we have.
We do.
Why would that intimidate someone? You would think that is attractive.
It is attractive. It's very attractive.
I find
that's
that
what
attractive
they,
in men.
Me too. And they find it attractive in you too until you show how independent you are and they can't take it because, you know, you're not stroking their ego and being subservient to them, so they don't feel like a man, you know?
Yeah. I want to build with someone.
An empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Half hour.
For good. Yeah. Me too.
They have to be out there.
They are, but not, you know, physically, what you want.
What?
Because it's like, you know, everything that's good for you doesn't look good, and everything that's bad for you looks good, like burgers
so
and pizza
and shit. So do you
think,
like, all people that are, like, married think that their partner's ugly, but they just
not ugly, but somebody loves one more than the other. Every fucking time. Promise you. I'm so serious. It has to be. That's the only way it'll work. Because if you're both vying for each other's attention, you know, somebody has to be like, bow down.
So you're saying you can't ever be equal, but you do want to build an empire with someone equally?
No, I'm saying you can be equal, but you can be equal as for, like, as far as understanding is concerned, and that everybody is on the same agenda overall.
Yeah, to build.
To build,
us.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. To make that sacrifice to be like, you know, we're going to do it this way or that way, but we're going to do it together instead of one motherfucker being the, you know,
yeah,
the head of the household, yeah, and the alpha and making all of the decisions. Because, you know.
Yeah, but, like.
It doesn't work.
I don't think I could, like, with budgeting, that terrifies me to give up complete control.
I,
like,
would never be able to do
it. I don't think
I
could do that.
I would
ever,
never do that ever in my
ever.
Life. Yeah.
I don't know. No. No, not at all.
I need to know
no,
what's
I
going
need to
on
know.
With every penny.
For sure.
Because it all counts.
Every
like,
single
even that
one.
One cent.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And, you know, the bills, I'm going to pay them.
Yeah.
And I'll let you
and
know.
All, you can yeah. access the account.
Absolutely.
But,
at any fucking point in
yeah,
time. But
of course.
But, I control the money. And not all the way, you know.
Yeah.
You have
we can have a fun joint account.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still have my own.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Your own is like everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, some people say that's not how you should live. You should be, like, when you get married, it's supposed to be one, you know, so you have to, like, you're not supposed to have those things that are independent from your spouse. But why not?
I mean, that, you are so right because he was so right because it is such like a double standard because we shouldn't feel that way if we really are
love somebody. Yeah,
yeah, you're so right. But we're so guarded because we were too hard for everything. Yeah,
and I'm just like I'm not gonna let someone come in, ever.
I need to know my whole identity.
Yeah. What the fuck do I look like? I need to know
everything. I want to know everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I'm washing your underwear, I know where every scent is going.
Sure and fuck do.
And you might not even know where some of them are going for, like, my purse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Keep it in the car. See,
that's bad.
That's real.
That's like, I mean, that's the reality of the situation.
I get that. You're so right. You know? I didn't even think about that. Because I thought you were being like, like unfair how you were like, you know, you have to sometimes settle, but like, we would have to settle in like that aspect. Yeah, that's absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, we would have to settle regardless. You can't get everything you want. Like, I mean,
well, that, yeah, just like buying my house, I couldn't get a garage and
I mean, you could have, but if you, you know, like, you don't want to live above your means, or you don't want to do something where you regret it. There's, you have to have thought in everything that you do, so you can't just go get somebody based off of their looks and just, you know, disregard everything else about them because you're, you know, concerned about their physical appearance because it looks good. Because, like, it's, you know, it's shallow.
Well, let's use that as a segue, then. How do you feel about online dating? Because that's the whole premise of it. You see what people look like.
I mean, you do. I mean, I think it's shallow as well, but I feel like it's, you know, it's the new thing to do nowadays because people don't go out and this is how you interact. So you have to make a judgment based on, you know, the little conversation that you do have to see if you want to continue and pursue that person and be with that person. Online dating is reckless because you can be anybody that you want to be, but you have to make that disconcernment, you know, about everybody you come across. So
okay, so as two females that have done that,
right,
don't you feel like most of them lie?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think everybody lies online. The fuck?
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. Why not embellish a little bit type shit?
Yeah.
They lie, but it's like you have to be smarter than, like, you know.
Yeah. It's not fucking it's lie. All
yeah. Game. Absolutely. You can't play a player at the end of the fucking day.
Yeah. Play a
No tickety.
No doubt.
I want a cigarette. Yeah. That was great.